He's helping us, and He is the one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. Now, who gave them that great love? The Holy Ghost. So you need something else you need to do every day, every morning. Sometimes I forget this, but every morning when you wake up, you need to say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of that mighty power. You know, because I can't think of anything I'd rather be fuller of than the Holy Ghost. Can you? I want Him there. So we have continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you a complete understanding of what He wants to do in your lives. And we ask Him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. Now, here's things that He put in here. These are not just accidental things. You know, you need to pray the same way for your own self. Lord, I want this wisdom. I want this understanding. I want to know what your total gift is for me. Lord, I want this spiritual knowledge and understanding that you have in this book. I know it comes from you. Lord, I'm seeking you. I'm asking you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to give me revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the mighty word of the living God. Whatever it is that you have for me to do, Lord, I want to know what I'm supposed to do. I want you to reveal yourself to me so that when you have a need, and Lord, I want to purify myself from all unholy things. I want to study the word. I want to have the word hidden in my heart so that whenever there's a time come, I mean, we may be driving down the road and an accident or something's out there, and you may have a need for somebody to pray for those people, or some guy may try to run me off the road instead of be fussing and saying some bad things like I used to. Lord, give me the words to pray for that person. You know, I mean, if you're praying for people like that, then you'll get to see God do great and mighty things. You know, great and mighty things. You know, maybe even you might even be like that Baptist preacher here a while back that ran up on an accident scene, and the Lord told him, He said, go over there and pray for that man. And so He told the guy there, He said, sir, I need to go over there in that car and pray for him. He said, no, ain't no use praying for that guy. He said, that guy was killed in the accident. He said, he was killed? He's dead? Oh, yeah. I said, well, two or three paramedics have checked him. He's dead. He said, well, sir, God just told me to pray for him. He said, well, he said, I'm a preacher, sir, and God just told me to pray for this man. He said, well, no, I guess so. It ain't going to hurt nothing. He said, he's dead. He's tore all to pieces. He said, just go ahead and go over there. That Southern Baptist preacher, which heard God tell him to pray for this man, went over and prayed for that man, and he prayed for him for, I think, almost the whole 80 or 90 minutes. And while he was praying for him, way up, and he'd start to quit, the Lord would say, don't quit, keep praying. And he said, this guy's cold. He said, he's dead. You know, so he said, I kept praying. And guess what happened to that other Baptist preacher that was a Baptist preacher down there too? God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. That ain't bad for a couple of Southern Baptist preachers, I'll have to say. Glory to God. So, but anyway, that the one that was in the car wreck wrote a book called 90 Minutes in Heaven. Any of you ever read that book? Not yet? Now, John read it back there. But I'm telling you, that Baptist preacher, he was praying, and he said, I would sing a little while. I'd pray till I give out, and then I'd sing a little while. Then I'd pray and I'd sing. And, of course, here's this guy down here been dead all this time. And he said, in a few minutes, I heard another voice singing. He's singing with me. And I thought, who is that? And he said, I realized it's the guy there that they said was dead. And so he said, I called a paramedic. I said, come over here and check him. He said, forget it. He's dead. He's dead first time I checked him, dead second time I checked him. He ain't alive now. He said he kept pestering him until finally one of them comes, okay, I'll check him. And when he did, he said, good grief, this guy is alive. And so the whole book is about his story. The first part is all about how he went to heaven and what he got to see in heaven. And then, of course, the rest of the book is about his recovery. And he had an awesome recovery. It was not instantaneous. It took a long time. But it's a good book. I just read it. I don't read many books, but somebody gave me that one, and I did. It was very, very, very good. But that just goes to show that if God lays on your heart to pray for somebody, Even if the circumstances looks impossible, don't ever not do what the king tells you to do. You will get to see his glory. I mean, after all, when I think about, I can imagine the day that God walked up to Ezekiel and he says, Ezekiel, you see this valley of dry bones out here with all these bones laying all over the place? Yes, Lord. I've been out here before. Yeah, there's a lot of dry bones. He said, do you believe these bones can live again? God, only you know. He said, speak to them. Command bone to come to bone. And so Ezekiel said, okay, Lord. Now, why did God have a man to do that? Why did he just do it? But he didn't. He told Ezekiel to do it. And Ezekiel said, he command bone to come to bone. And bones started moving and rattling all over that place. And an army of men stood there, skeletons. And then he said, Ezekiel, do you think that flesh can come on these bones now? I can only imagine what... Oh, when he says, when the scripture says, oh, God, only you know. I have to put the emphasis on that. Oh, Lord, only you know that for sure. Can you imagine if you got to be the one? And he said, well, command tissues to come on them. And so he did. And the flesh was on them. He said, now then, do you think this army of men can live? And I can only imagine him saying, oh, Lord, only you know. He said, command breath to come in these men. And he did. And they became a living, breathing army of men. How long had these men been dead? Who knows? Well, what is impossible with God?
Nothing.
We've got to get a hold of that as his children under the new covenant. Nothing is impossible with a king. Now then, how do you get him to do those kind of things? You've got to please him. If you please him, do you know he makes you and me the promises in this new covenant that we got? If we will please him and do what he says, you can come and ask me for anything. He puts no limitations on your request. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? And he don't just do that just one or two places. He does it all over the place. So it's obvious we're not pleasing him too well. So we need to look and see what we're not doing right. Then the way you will live will always honor and please. So then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord and will continually do good, kind things for others. All the while, you will learn to know God better and better. So if you are continually doing good, kind things for others, then he says, all this while you're doing this and you're studying the Word, you will learn to know God better and better. Do good, kind things for people. And you'll get to know God better and better. So what if you don't ever do anything good and kind for people? You won't ever learn much about God, will you? Yeah. So he wants you to do good things, kind things for people. That's what he wants. We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power. Now, I can't think of anything I'd rather have than God's power. Can you, Frank? No. I'd love to have God's power with his glorious power so that you will have all of the patience and endurance you need. Would you like to have all that, Keith, you needed?
Yes, sir.
Yes, me too. I need all that I get every day, don't we?
Every day.
Every day. Especially when you're working in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you really need it in the world with the world's people, because some of them is definitely not easy to love.
Absolutely.
It's not hard to... But you can do it.
Yep.
You can. May you be filled with joy. Now, I love that too. Always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people. This is this inheritance that he has given us. I mean, today, once we come from the old covenant, I mean, you know, some people I talk to, they say, Thurman, you cover too much of the old covenant. Well, let me tell you, if you don't study the Old Testament, you'll never know the Father. You really won't never know who he is. You got to learn about the Father in the Old Testament. He'll tell you who he is, what he likes, what he doesn't like, and he's never changed. But if you'll study about him and learn what he does like, what he doesn't like, Then when you step over into the new covenant and Jesus becomes your brother, and if you can please the Father, man, I mean, you can walk in a place that's, oh, the Father will do awesome things for you under that new covenant. But you got to know who He is. And the only way I've come to realize who He is and what He likes is by studying about Him under the Old Testament. You know, I mean, if you don't study the Old Testament, and of course, like I said Sunday, I've made a statement several times, 5, 10 years ago, about different things. And now then, I know totally different, because some of those statements I made on some of my teachings 10 years ago, I got them from studying somebody else's books. That's where those incorrect statements come from. But once I threw away all those other books and started reading the book, then I won't never make another mistake, because this book won't never change. It does not have to be interpreted. If God said it, you know, then you can take it to the bank. Amen. And it'll still be the same next year, 5 years now, 20 years from now. You know, and that's what you've got to do. And that's, in fact, I heard a preacher, that one of the great faith men, he made a statement. He said, if God puts sickness on us, I don't want to serve Him. Well, I mean, this man walked in a special place of power with God. And some great miracles happened when this man prayed for people. And I knew the man personally, you know, and I know he was a great man of God, and he knew the Word of God. And I've sat under his teaching. I've been to where he's at lots of times. And I've really, you know, seen him and everything. It's great. And he was a great guy. And he used to be a Baptist preacher. And he was a Baptist preacher for quite a while, and of course, until they kicked him out. But when I think about the statements he made, and even though the depth he studied the Bible, he never got this revelation. But you know, I can show you in God's Word, and of course, you'll try to explain it away, you know, but when I show you something in God's Word, you can't explain it away. If God said it, don't try to explain it away.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.